Hello everyone, it's Jana here with Gentlemen. It's the 31st of March today and it's still mild, must be, because I'm first school run in a spring coat. But I'll probably regret this tomorrow because I think it's probably colder than I think. It looked quite nice out, but there's some dark clouds looming, some ominous dark clouds, so we might get some rain soon. We had a very, very warm day yesterday. I was sitting on the sofa working in the afternoon thinking, why am I so warm? And our thermometer's fairly conservative, fairly low, climbed up to 20. So we went into town in the afternoon in just t-shirts. That's how warm it was. It was amazing. On the news, they called it the warmest day of the year, or the hottest day of the year. I thought, well, I forgot to say so far. Hope that wasn't it yet. Especially as, segue to all the interviews I listened to and watched yesterday. It's going to get very hot indeed with the sunny future that the Tory government is planning for us post-Brexit. So I've managed to watch the interview with Theresa May, and then there was one with Philip Hammond, the Chancellor, and he sounded quite sensible. He didn't go in for most of the sound bites, even though I can't remember now what. I listened to too many, I think. there was also something I thought, doesn't quite make sense, but he's the most moderate out of the government. I think we really knew that. There was also an interview with Guy Verhofstadt out of the EU team on Channel 4, and the last question was, what's the upside of Brexit? And he was like, what do you mean, upside? I'm sure it was just a language thing, but it was just really funny. It was like, what do you mean there's an upside? He did then also say that he wouldn't be so stupid as to leave the EU, which kind of, it wasn't aimed at the UK. It was just kind of made it clear he thought it was a stupid thing to do. And the David Davis, the Brexit secretary, it was interesting. I think he was on, I think that was from yesterday morning, whereas the Theresa May interview was from Wednesday night. Because that was interesting, because she still said that we're going to have the same benefits out of the EU as we had in the EU. So it's going to be a special deal, a different deal, but we're going to have the same benefits. And everybody's going, how is that going to work? How can you have the same benefits if you're not part of the club anymore? She also spent, I thought, a lot of time going on about, I think the people voted for this, I think the people voted for that. So there's kind of a lot of, on the ballot paper it just said you want to be in or out of the EU. There's a lot of her interpreting that in different ways. She spent a lot of time, it was really noticeable. She said that a lot of times. But then also all the things that she explains that she wants to do or that we'll be able to do outside of the EU or that she's aiming for, interestingly, none of these are impossible inside the EU, or we're doing them already, or we actually have a better chance of achieving them inside the EU. So, I don't know, I still haven't heard one convincing argument of why we're better out off outside the EU. It all comes down to it's all going to be better, but nobody's actually explained in what way it's going to be better. She also, interestingly, on the immigration question, she said we have to exit the EU because, again, she thinks that's what people voted for, to control immigration. Now, most immigration to UK is actually from outside the EU, and I think the presenter pointed that out to her, that she could have controlled that already. What he didn't point out to her was that it's actually her job as Home Secretary to control that. She could have done that already. So that's not a reason for coming out of the EU. What she did achieve as Home Secretary, however, is nurture a culture of hostility to any foreigners, which is why us EU citizens are now in the position we're in, and we're stuck with this 85-page form and all the rest of it. So that she did do. But yeah, I don't think that was pointed out to her. That was actually her job that she failed at. And I think anecdotally, I think a lot of EU citizens, I've heard of quite a few cases where they are already leaving. Two are leaving at work, one's going back for personal reasons. The other, they probably would have stayed a bit longer because they're here as a family, and I think they wanted to give the kids a chance to experience a different country, and for dad to, because dad's a doctor and working in the NHS, for dad to have a different experience. But they're leaving later on this year. I just found out at work. So that's another doctor gone then. So yeah, and she also, unfortunately, she also reiterated that mantra of no deal is better than a bad deal. But again, she wasn't pushed on what a bad deal looks like. I'd really be interested to know how bad a bad deal would have to be so that it's better than no deal. She did have to, she did get pushed on questions though. She had to be asked about 3 times before she would answer. But yeah, and the one that was really interesting was David Davis, who was on the radio. So he then said, when he claimed that we're going to have the same benefits as before, that was an aim, that was never a promise, which sounds like a lot, like what came out of the Leave campaign. It was all just aims and vague wishful thinking. It was never a promise. And then I'm paraphrasing a bit. The bit that worried me the most was when he was like, what I'm after, he said, is bringing back control to our borders and laws. There's a lot of focus on numbers and the economy and stuff like that. But it's all about us standing in the world and standing on our own 2 feet in the world. I paraphrase slightly. He said something to that effect. Oh my goodness. So all the people who are going on about the numbers and stuff, that's not really important. It's just about how we look in the world. Unfortunately, it's nobody told him that out of the EU we're not going to have such a great standing anymore. A lot of companies invest in this country because this country's in the EU and they have very easy access to the single market. In fact, the American EU Chamber wrote a letter to that effect a very, very short time ago to say that they were only here because of the access, and otherwise they might look for other EU countries to go to. 95% of American companies last year voted to in a survey said they wanted the UK to stay in. I just don't realise that. So yeah, it was quite scary. What was also scary was that I saw after Theresa May they interviewed the leaders of the other parties, so Jeremy Corbyn, the leader of the Labour Party, he's okay with coming out of the single market, even though Labour said that it would be better to stay in at some point. But he seems to be quite okay with it, and he's just going on about manufacturing jobs and bringing manufacturing jobs back. Someone should tell this guy that technology has moved on, so a lot of manufacturing jobs have been lost because of that, and also that about 70 more percent of industry in this country is services. So Labour's only interested in 20% of industry and 20% of, all the jobs connected to that. This doesn't make sense. So that was worrying. And then also Paul Nuttall, now it is raining, better go in, the leader of UKIP, didn't have anything to add to the government strategy. I thought that was also a bit worrying. But that's where we are. Right, I shall go in. I've only got half day today. The kids are having their last half day before the holidays. So, bye for now.